Thank you so much, Mr. Hill. That's not a good sign. Our microphone just fell off the thing and is in pieces. So we may or may not be in business here in a little while. Mr. Hill said some really great things about me. But the truth is, this young man, literally half my age, has rocketed right to the top of the company, the compensation plan, really leading the market as well. So if we can give it up for him and his leadership here in the state. He kind of alluded to a little bit of my background, and you know, the truth is whenever time you stand in front of a room, you want to make sure the person standing in front of you is credible, right? I mean, have some credibility in what they do. And he kind of alluded to the fact, so I'm going to mess up my whole credibility right up front. I am a retired cop. Nobody likes cops. Nobody has ever been sitting in their car driving down the road and said, see the cop behind him, whether the lights are on or not, going, oh, that dumb cop's going to pull me over. I know, right? Nobody ever wants to. Even cops don't like to experience that. The truth is. But I loved what I did. I had a great job in law enforcement. I did everything fun. I was a canine officer. I was on SWAT. I rode a motor. So I was one of those guys on a motorcycle chasing you down from time to time. So if I wrote you a ticket, I apologize up front. I don't recognize anybody in here. Nobody's shooting at me, so I'm probably safe at the moment. But the truth is, I loved it. But the problem was is, they didn't pay me enough to live on, right? Most people understand that. And as I got close to retirement, I realized they were going to pay me half of what I couldn't currently live on, which wasn't going to work. So I started looking for other things to do. My wife and I owned several traditional businesses, and we did really well with those. But the problem was with those, if we ever stopped doing that, our income stopped as well. And my law enforcement, they were going to pay me half. And I thought, well, I can't live on half. And heaven forbid something should happen to me, my wife would get half of that. And I don't think you can live on $890 a month anymore. As long as you don't want to live indoors or eat regularly, you probably can. So we started looking for other things. I found Legal Shield, and to be honest with you, I love what this company offers people. I think it has a value that is unsurpassed in anything. And they told me I could make a little extra money doing it, and I thought that's a great idea. But then somebody explained to me residual income, and I'm going to talk about this here in the end. But just to get a little piece of this out of the way, the reason I am here today, if I quit today, in other words, I never helped anybody with this service, or nobody that I work with ever helps anybody with this service, this company will pay me 4 times my retirement income for the rest of my life, and it's willable to my children and my grandchildren. What an opportunity, huh? But this isn't about me. This is about an incredible company. So if you're ready, say I'm ready.
Ready.
All right. Harvard Business School said anytime you look at any business, you need to evaluate probably these 5 areas. And the 5 areas include the company, the need in the marketplace, obviously the product or the services that they provide, the compensation. Compensation is important, wouldn't you agree? I mean, if they're not going to pay you well enough, is it worth your time? I mean, those people who still have a job, if your boss said, hey, listen, you're our favorite employee, we love you to death, we really like you being here. Unfortunately, we can't pay you anymore, but we'd still like to show up on Monday. How many are going to show up on Monday, right? None of us will. So it has to be compensated properly. And the timing. Timing is everything in business. In real estate, we all understand it's location, 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 right? In business, it's timing. Timing is everything in a business. And we're going to talk about all of those 5 areas. So here's what we're going to talk about. Our company's been around. This screen is so big. Usually I can just turn and point to it, but I got to get out of the way. Company's been around since 1972. There are people in this room that haven't been around since 1972. So it's pretty rock solid, would you say? We have 3.7 million lives covered. In other words, we protect 3.7 million families across North America. And it's a proprietary system. In other words, we've already set up everything in place to make sure that people are taken care of properly. I'm going to say some great things about the company because it pays me well. But I want you to see kind of a quick overview of what our company actually offers folks. We can play that. There we go.
For more than 40 years, Legal Shield has been revolutionizing the legal services industry. Revolutionizing the legal services industry? That doesn't quite capture the personal, lasting impact we've made and continue to make on thousands of individuals' lives. Imagine having an everyday concern or question where getting the advice of an attorney would be useful. Imagine the trauma of discovering that you were the victim of identity theft. Imagine encountering a situation
situation where the advice of an attorney is absolutely imperative. Now imagine addressing all that stress with one phone call. That's what we do for you at Legal Shield. You can speak to an attorney without the worry of having to pay an attorney's typical fees. And together with our identity theft services, we provide you with a shield that results in powerful peace of mind. We were founded in 1972 by Harlan Stonecipher. He had just endured his own stressful, costly encounter with the legal system after a car accident that was not his fault. He was determined to make legal protection available to everyone, everywhere. Today, we have evolved into the force for good that Mr. Stonecipher originally envisioned. Based in Ada, Oklahoma, we have approximately 700 employees with a customer service team of more than 300, all focused on calibrating the efforts of our dedicated law firms and approximately 6,900 attorneys in the United States and Canada. Each law firm is there for our members, providing the legal help they need when they need it. So, for one low monthly membership fee, you can pick up the phone to call an attorney and get advice about any issue. We provide these legal services to families all across North America, answering approximately 40,000 calls per week for members. That's right, 40,000 times a week. We help smooth out the knots, kinks, and inconveniences in our members' lives. The attorneys at our law firms average 19 years of experience and have been partnering with us an average of 13 years. They are friendly, warm, and dedicated to helping Legal Shield members. And just as we partner with an expert law firm for every state, we also partner with Kroll Advisory Solutions, the world-renowned leader in identity theft protection. That way, no matter what issue you might face, you're getting the help you need with Legal Shield. What we do is simple. We work hard to make your life less complicated, less stressful, and more fulfilling. That's why with Legal Shield, you can worry less and live more.
Awesome. Worrying less and living more, is that important to most of us?
Yes.
Absolutely. So our vision is to provide equal access to liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every North American deserves and expects. In this country, we deserve and expect that, correct? This company has a vision to accomplish that. Our mission here is to help people improve their lives by teaching life-transforming skills. That's kind of important. To deliver exceptional products and services that promote peace of mind, confidence in a world that is often uncaring and selfish. That true?
Yep.
All right. So here we had some pretty good things going on. What other people are saying about us? Yelp, we have a 5-star rating. Any of those used Yelp before? And that's pretty cool if you got a 5-star rating. And the Better Business Bureau gives us an A+ rating. We're also endorsed by Chamber of Commerce throughout the country. I mean, research Legal Shield, and you're going to find out nothing but good things about this company that's been around for 40 years, 43 years almost. So the need in the marketplace is kind of something important. We talked about the need. This has been 2012, but these stats usually stay about the same. In 2012, 35 million people were hospitalized. Now, what a day in the hospital could be expensive, correct? When are hospitals open? 24/7, right? In the same year, there were 96 million court filings. Now, when are courtrooms open? 9 to 5, unless the judge got a golf date, right? 9 to 5. You're 3 times more likely to end up in a courtroom than you are in a hospital. Would a day in court potentially be just as costly as a day in the hospital? So you're 3 times more likely to end up in court. Most people think legal situations are somebody wearing handcuffs. No, don't get me wrong. That is a legal situation. But there are a lot of other legal situations that we often think about. Have anybody in here signed a contract besides me?
Yes.
If you have a driver's license in the state, in any state, you have signed a contract. You agree to abide by those laws. Have you ever been overcharged or treated unfairly? If you're over age 19 years old, you've been treated unfairly at some point. Received a traffic ticket. Anybody but me? I'm one of the few people probably who have issued just a few more tickets than I've ever received. Known a victim of identity theft. Today, it's almost everybody has been in those situations. Been in a situation where you thought the advice of a lawyer would be useful. Oftentimes, we say, hey, you're going to hear from my attorney, or I wish they knew what we were doing with that. What if we could access that on a regular basis? Our company handles about 2 million requests annually. In other words, you'd be able to talk to, again, right here it says unlimited on a limited number of issues. In other words, you can call and talk to the law firm, ask any question on any subject matter during normal business hours. Would that be valuable? They'll write letters or make phone calls on your behalf, again, on an unlimited number of subject matters. Now, I don't know if you've ever got a nasty gram from an attorney or had one written for you, but when stuff shows up on attorney letterhead, it's like, oh, okay, we're serious. We got to do something different, right? And or had contracts or documents reviewed. How many times have we signed stuff, flipped through the pages going, oh, yeah, that sounds, but we really don't know what's being said in those contracts, right? But we pretend to read them. Wouldn't it be far better to have your attorney review them? We know wealthy people don't sign anything unless their attorneys have reviewed them. But at $301 per hour, which is the national average, most of us can't afford to have our attorney review our cell phone contract or our gym contract or buying a car or leasing an apartment. What if you had access to that? Would that change some things for you? We actually provide all those things. And I've used them from everything from my mortgage. I've used them to just ask questions. I've used them. My son got his cell phone taken away at school, and the school wanted to expel him from school for it. And we just called the attorney to find out where they were at. Now, many of you have been around for a little while. I share the same story because I think it's impactful. Now, I got overcharged $28 for a horoscope service on my cell phone. Now, I'm not into horoscopes, so if you are, let me apologize up front. But I was getting these texts about every other day. And anybody who's familiar with spoof texting or spoof calling, it's really simple. You can send it from any random number. And truthfully, I thought it was somebody, one of my friends, just sending me random texts because it was so out there. I didn't think anything of it until the end of the month showed up. There was an extra $28 added to my cell phone. So I called up the company. I said, hey, what's this extra $28 for? And the young man on the other end of the phone said, sir, you know those texts you've been getting? How do you like that service? Pretty cool, huh? I said, no, I didn't like that service, and I don't think it's that cool. He said, well, according to our record, you signed up for it. So I said, okay, when? He gave me a date. I said, okay, how did I sign up for it? And his answer kind of took me back a little bit. He said, well, sir, we don't know. Okay, then I didn't sign up for it, right? I mean, it's simple logic, right? He said, well, you could have went online, responded to a voice recorded message, a text message, or failed to opt out of something. Wait. If I don't know I opted in, how do I know I'm supposed to opt out was my question to him. He said, well, sir, there's nothing I can do. And we went around circles for a few minutes, at which point I played the police officer card. This is Officer Udy. I need to speak with your supervisor immediately. Now, once in a while that works. But in this particular case, I swear he handed the phone to the kid in the next cubicle. And he basically said, pay the bill, we'll turn off your phone. He said, we can cancel it today so you don't have to pay in the future, but you have to pay for services received. That's our policy, and there's nothing I can do about it. I said, that ain't right, and you know it. He said, well, is there anything else I can do for you? I said, you ain't done anything for me yet, and I hung up the phone. Now, it's a $28 problem. Attorneys are $250 to $300 an hour. How many of y'all going to call an attorney for that $28 problem? Is it cheaper to just get ripped off and tell everybody not to use that company, right? Well, I've had this service for now 9.5 years. I called the law firm immediately. I said, here, this is what happened. Told him my story. The attorney said, well, fax me in your bill. Fax me in your contract. Let me take a look at it all under here. He reviews it, calls me back about 40 minutes later and says, hey, listen, Mark, I don't know we can prove you didn't sign up for this. Oh, so I got to pay the bill? He said, well, I'm not so sure they can prove that you did. I said, okay, so what do we do now? He said, well, let me make a phone call, see if I can get this taken care of. I said, great. At the top of my bill, right-hand corner, that's the kid's name. You call him back and tell him how it's going to be. At which point, the attorney stopped me and said, no, I have a different number for that company. Let me make a phone call. Hung up the phone, at which point it dawned on me, he's not calling customer service, the $10 an hour employee I got to speak with. He was calling the legal department or somebody in charge. About 3 hours later, and I found out later that the attorney actually talked to two different people, but about 3 hours later, I got a call back from the vice president of sales and marketing in the Northern Utah region for that company. After the gentleman introduced himself, he said, Mr. Udy, we are so sorry. I just got off the phone with your attorney. With all my heart, I want to say, yeah, that's what you're sorry about. But I went on to say, I've credited your account $28, and I know you needed to engage your attorney to get this matter resolved, so we're going to give you 200 free minutes. Will that take care of you today? Which was awesome, right? I mean, when I called, pay your bill, we'll turn off your phone. When he called, here's your stuff back and some extra stuff. Just leave us alone, right? But at $28 an hour, was that a good financial decision at $250 or a $28 problem for a $250 an hour issue, right? So we want to make sure that you're taken care of, even on the little things. We also provide a full comprehensive will. This includes durable power of attorneys, directives to physicians, requisition, and tangible assets. Everybody thinks your will is about your stuff. No, don't get me wrong. Your stuff's important. We hear families divided over grandma's china or dad's gold watch, those type of things. And don't get me wrong. That's important. But more importantly, things like, are you going to be left on life support? Who makes decisions in your behalf? Heaven forbid something should happen. I mean, it's so important to have these things in place. If you were to require life-saving surgery, unconscious, unable to speak for yourself, most of us believe that our spouse or significant other would be able to make those decisions, right? Well, if you don't have a will in place and there's a family member that says, hey, it's against our religion to do life-saving surgery, and they file an injunction against your life-saving surgery. Now, the last place I want to be is in a hospital room dying while they're litigating in court whether or not I should have that surgery. So, for example, my will says my wife has authority to make those decisions, so I probably won't make it. I'm worth a lot more dead than I am alive. The truth is it's important that we, heaven forbid something should happen to both of us. My oldest daughter has that authority to make those. I have somebody designated to protect my best interest. Is that important? We know statistically most people don't have one of these simply because the average cost was $1,000 per person. Now, $1,000 per person, that's a couple thousand dollars for a family. That rivals a mortgage payment for most of us. So at the end of the month, get my will done or pay my mortgage. Well, the mortgage always wins, right? We want to make sure that you're taken care of properly, and that's what we do here. The next thing on our list is domestic family-related services, name change, adoption, divorce and separation, those type of things. So after 90 days of having the service, we will change your name once a year for free. You find one you like or test one out. I don't know. But adoption in America today has become big business, right? With all the divorces and blended families, all the things that are coming together, sometimes the best thing for the family is to adopt the children. But the average cost for an adoption in America today is somewhere between $4,000 and $7,000 per child. So even families that want to do the right thing are pushed out of being able to do the right thing because it's a financial issue. It's not a right or wrong. It's a financial problem. And the divorce and separation, I got to tell you a little story about this real quick. I met a lady in Louisiana about a year ago, a little over a year ago. She had been separated from her husband for 19 years. She had been engaged to a new guy for 2 years. So I asked the obvious question, okay, so why aren't you divorced? I mean, what's going on? She goes, oh, no, it's not that we didn't want a divorce. It's that every attorney we talk to wants somewhere between $1,800 and $3,000 to do our divorce. We just can't afford it. Now, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, after 19 years, I probably could have saved up a couple grand to get this done, right? But not judging in any way, it was for whatever reason, it didn't happen. After 90 days of having our services, she was able to get divorced. Didn't cost her anything more than her membership with us. And she was married to her new husband within that because it was a financial problem. It wasn't right or wrong. Again, it was financially inhibiting what she wanted to do. We cover all of that as part of our membership. Pretty cool? Things to defend you if somebody... Something happened here. Hold on. Did I miss something? Nope. Sorry. Things like a 25% discount on everything I haven't talked about. This is bankruptcy, DUI. You decide to beat up your neighbor, rob a liquor store. We're not going to cover that for part of our membership. But we will give you a 25% discount. Now, the bottom thing on here right here is 24-hour access in case of emergency. Now, most wealthy people can't call their attorney after hours on holidays or weekends, correct? It doesn't matter how much money you have, it's pretty hard to do. Here at Legal Shield, we have access to that. If you're being stopped, questioned, or detained by law enforcement or security personnel, you can have your attorney on the phone within 2 to 3 minutes to advise you of your rights. Now, most cops are good guys, but there's a handful. We all know who they are, right? Sometimes it takes a good attorney to let that officer know what your rights are. We have access to that. Maybe something as simple as a traffic accident. Before you say something that can and will be used against you, get your attorney on the phone. Would that be valuable? I went to probably hundreds, probably thousands of traffic accidents as a police officer. And people always want to explain the accident and, of course, why it's not their fault, right? Everybody wants to do that. Well, back when I was a police officer, we took notes and we asked questions. And every once in a while, somebody would explain the accident. And based on the language that they used, I probably should have arrested him because it sounded like they did it on purpose. Now, I was smart enough to know that's not what they meant to say, but those are the words they used. Today, isn't everything audio and video recorded? Could you so easily say something completely out of context? The next time you see your testimony, it's on a big screen in a courtroom, and you say something like, well, yeah, I hit the guy, then I drove around the block to run over him again. I mean, to run over to him again, but that's not what you said, right? They edited out the part where you said, that's not what I meant. They just said that. And so the attorney says, is this what you said, yes or no? And you don't get to answer anything but yes or no. Can that be used against you? Wouldn't it be far better to get your attorney on the phone at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night and say, what should I say or what shouldn't I say? Wealthy people don't have access to that. We do here in Legal Shield. Who's covered? Of course, the member, their spouse or significant other, all the children up to the age of 26 if they're full-time college student or still living at home, 18 if you're the legal guardian. And the bottom one here kind of impressed me a lot about this company: physically or mentally challenged children for life as long as they're still living at home. Because once they hit 26 or 30, do their legal problems ever go away? So we have access to help those families out. And again, it's all part of our membership. So if you were my attorney, now I explained a lot of stuff here. If you were my attorney, how much would you charge me? I don't want to pay you hourly. I want to pay you one monthly fee to cover for the whole month, and it's unlimited phone consultations, all of those type of things. How much would you charge me on a monthly basis? You know, we statistically, people hear 1,000, 5,000, because you don't know how many times I'm going to call you, how many times I'm going to need your help. You have to take a phone to bed with you in case I need to call you at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock on a Sunday night. Most people, obviously, it's outpriced. Most attorneys are anywhere from $250 to $300 an hour. So if you start factoring that, these numbers could get even bigger, right? With Legal Shield, we can do all of this for about $20 a month. And we have dedicated attorneys. We are their number one client. They treat us like a million-dollar client. And in most cases, they treat us differently than calling that $250 an hour attorney. So here's what some of the folks said. This is Karen White, the executive director of Western Conference of Attorney Generals. Legal Shield allows ordinary business owners and citizens to have the quality and representation every American needs when entering into the courtroom or evaluating legal avenues. I mean, we have all these type of attorney general right here from Louisiana. We have this guy here who's actually pretty impressive. His name's Mike Moore. Everybody here probably old enough to remember the big tobacco settlement, the whole thing that happened with that. This is the guy that won that case, the largest legal litigation in the world, as far as we know. He's the guy, and he loves Legal Shield. Originally Prepaid Legal Services, Inc., now Legal Shield. This company and products balance the scales of justice for all of our citizens. Is that impactful? And again, the former lieutenant governor for the state of Hawaii says some great things about our company. We have all the people who recognize the value we have. We've been around for over 40 years. It's so easy to just say, hey, is this for real? Well, after 40 years, it better be for real, right? So, identity theft, major problem or minor problem? Is it an epidemic or a pandemic in the country today? With all of the breaches, I mean, there are so many, the thousands of millions. I read an article a number of years ago that said 600 million Americans have had their identities compromised. The real problem with that is there's only 311 million Americans. So we have more many people having their identity compromised. But identity theft, most people think it's a financial issue, credit fraud, your bank accounts and credit cards. Now, all of those are insured up to about $200,000 per account. But then you have a Social Security identity. Now, in order to have a job in America, you have to have a Social Security number. Now, let me ask you, how many illegal aliens are working on the Wasatch Front? A few? Here's my question. Are any of them using your Social Security number? How soon do you need to know that? I mean, the liability out there is great. What if they start using your Social Security benefits today? When you're finally eligible at 62, 65, or whatever it is, if those dollars are spent, you don't get them back. Man, it's important to make sure that that's taken care of. Driver's license identity. I joked about this as a cop for a lot of years, but you ask any college kid under the age of 21 how to get a fake ID, and they could probably hook you up. Today, it's big business. I'm going to encourage you, go Google search fake ID. Hundreds of websites. You can get a Utah or Idaho driver's license, put your picture on it, upload anybody's information that you want. And they range in price. Put on the back. The only thing that was missing was the reflective qualities that the TSA agents use. So we ran it down the crime lab and said, okay, how are we ever going to know the difference? But if I have a driver's license with my picture on it, any of you guys, obviously laser wouldn't work, could I now go open a bank account, get utilities turned on, rent a car? More importantly, let's say I get pulled over for speeding. I hand that to the officer. He writes me out a citation. I drive away. Am I ever going to show up for your traffic ticket? Never in a million years, right? So the next time you get pulled over for something simple and the officer walks back up the car and says, step out of the car, I have a warrant for your arrest. What are you likely to tell that cop? It's not me. I don't know what you're talking about. My entire law enforcement career, I never arrested one guilty person. Everybody says it's not me. I don't know what you're talking about. How do you prove you're not you? How do you prove you didn't get a ticket in Vegas 6 months ago in a rental car? I mean, that becomes the burden with identity theft. You have to prove it isn't you. The next thing, character criminal, unfortunately, about 70% of this is family members. They already know your name and information, so they can use that if we all have those family members who are legally challenged, right, and get in trouble all the time. They just give them your information. The last one here, according to the Federal Trade Commission, it is 10 times worse than the financial. It's medical identity theft. Now, your medical information has no value to anybody but you. But the cost of healthcare in America today, pretty expensive. You see, anybody can go to any hospital within 100 miles of here and they can claim they're you, and the hospital cannot refuse them service. What if that person has a broken arm? So now you got copays. But what if that person has HIV or hepatitis or diabetes or heart disease? Now all that stuff is in your permanent medical file. Would that affect life insurance, health insurance, potentially life-threatening issues? I read six different stories where people were killed because they're victims of medical identity theft. In all six cases, the person was unconscious, unable to speak for themselves in an accident. The doctors pulled their medical file. Everybody here knows you have a medical file, right? Their medical file indicated they had a condition, disease, or illness of some type. In an attempt to treat the person, they gave them the wrong medication, killed them on the spot. Do you care what your credit file says at this point, right? Not even a little bit. So identity theft is not just about the money. We help people understand. This time of year, tax fraud, we're starting to see the stories on the news on a regular basis, right? And it's not just this time of year, but right now it's very prevalent in what we do. So here's what we do. Here's what we found is 16.6 million people. That's really hard to read from there, isn't it? 7% of all Americans have been a victim to the cost of $24.7 billion. Now, that's a pretty substantial dollar amount, wouldn't you say? I mean, we've only got 300 million people in the country, and it's cost them $24 billion in order to fix those problems. And 6 million of those people have expressed that they've had emotional issues and stuff like that, and including some suicides over things because they're victims of identity theft. So identity theft isn't just, hey, somebody stole my credit card, because that's easy to fix. It's all the rest of the stuff that we need to be concerned with. We work with a company called Kroll. Kroll is the world's leading risk management consulting firm in America. They have Fortune 500 companies. They actually are the only people in the world that have the authority to restore your identity to pre-theft status. We don't send you a kit and say, here you go, go to work, good luck. They say the average American spends 600 hours and $1,500 fixing one identity theft issue. Just one. What if you had several? And if you're a victim of identity theft once, you're seven times likely to be a victim twice. If you've been a victim twice, the numbers go up to like 80% likely it's going to happen a third time. So again, we want to make sure that it's all taken care of. And they do all this. We have full restoration on this. I jumped ahead. So the first thing we do is we give you a free credit, complete credit report, one that you can actually read. We have credit counseling, credit monitoring, unlimited consultation. Would you be able to call an expert, an identity theft expert, and say, hey, what about this? How about that? I'm trying to improve my credit scores. I want to go from 750 to 850. What do I need to do? And have a counselor who can walk you through that process. Or if something goes on, or you think there's a problem, being able to talk to somebody. And again, we're the only company that has comprehensive identity theft. And the big word here is restoration, not resolution. In other words, we don't send you a kit and tell you to go to work. They actually assign you a licensed investigator who will go fix your identity to pre-theft status. Pretty amazing what we do. According to recent studies, 70% of people who incur an identity theft issue have a legal problem. If somebody's committed a crime in your name or got a ticket in your name, is that an identity theft problem or a legal problem? If you're being arrested for something you didn't do, is that an identity theft problem or a legal problem? If the IRS says, hey, you have $10,000 worth of taxes owed, is that an identity theft problem or a legal problem? Again, so we can do everything I talked about. So we partnered the two companies together. We can protect your identity, and we actually give you access to the attorney to do the whole thing. And you can see remember I talked to you about $250 an hour or $20 a month. If you add the identity theft to it, it's $29.90 to protect the whole family on everything that we have here. In my lifetime, I've never seen anything that provides more value than cost. And I told you guys in the beginning I'm a retired cop. If you look at this logically, this is way too good to be true. I mean, it just doesn't mean, how can they provide all that for about a buck a day? And for most of us, it's tough to wrap our head around. But the company actually has a collective buying power, and we've been in business for 43 years. We're not testing this out on you guys. It's been around. It's been successful. You can talk to people in this room that have used every part of this and done well with the company, and they can share it. For a buck a day, it's worth it to protect your family. Now, a lot of folks out there I jumped ahead again. Tap the app is what we always say here. Basically, in the palm of your hand, most everybody in here who's an associate has a little button on their phone, a little app on the phone, and brings up everything that you can see on that screen. So if I have a legal issue, just a question, I push this button right here, I get directly to my law firm. I have a question about my identity theft, my kid's social security number. What's the right? What can I do? What should I do? Do they have a right to collect this information? Call an expert in that area. If you have a question about how the legal plan works or how the identity theft works, you guys live, some of you in Utah, some in Idaho. Let's say your problem's down in Arizona. How do I get a hold of the attorney down in Arizona? Because we're covered across the country. Man, you push this button right here. We have about 700 people in Oklahoma who will answer those questions. Get you set up. Tell you how the system works. There's a little app right here that will walk you through how to access everything. But for me, the big thing is that 24-hour access right at the bottom. Push that button, after hours, holidays, or weekends, and have the attorney on the phone. We've been telling people for within 2 to 3 minutes for years. They did a study, from what I understand, last year, I believe is what I heard, if I understood it right. And here's how that works. You push that button. The person answering the phone says, hey, I need your member number. You have to be a Legal Shield member to have access to this. She asks the member number, so we know you're a Legal Shield member. Then she asks, what's the nature of your emergency? So, or she or he, I apologize. So if you want a divorce at 3 o'clock in the morning, it seems like an emergency, but it's really not an emergency. But we push the button, she says, what's the nature of it? Once we discover the nature of the emergency, the average wait time before you're talking to an attorney over last year was somewhere around 6 seconds. Now, most wealthy people can't get their attorney on the phone in 6 hours. We can have 6 seconds, 24/7, 365. Is that a lot of power to have in the palm of your hand? Absolutely. So download the app, those of you who are already members and those of you who are about to become so, make sure you get that done and get it set up. Because it is powerful having the peace of mind knowing I don't have to go in. I got it in my phone, and it's available to me right now. Two goals the company have: to sign up every family for a legal and identity theft plan. Is that a lofty goal? Absolutely. We service already 3.7 million lives. About 34,000 companies actually offer this as a benefit to their employees across the nation. Second goal, to create more millionaires than any other company in the history of the world. That's our goal. I mean, we have some pretty lofty goals, wouldn't you say? We have already 190 millionaire club members, and we're just getting started after 40 years. This is really just getting started after 40 years. We have several hundred people earning six figures and above, six figures to seven figures, hundreds of people. If I didn't bring a profiles book, I could show you a list of people who have done well. These aren't just somebody out there. We have people in this room that earn six figures and above and millionaire club members in this room. So it's not like, hey, it's somebody there. It's everywhere. Our legal system. How much does it cost to get started? I want you to think about this. Most of us have been taught, go to school, get good grades, get a job. And we've been taught that that's the way to be successful. And so we get a job. But most wealthy people do not become wealthy by having a job. Most wealthy people can become wealthy by starting businesses or becoming entrepreneurs. So we have to kind of take off the employee hat and put on the business owner hat. We start thinking like a business owner. So some questions you want to ask. The last business my wife and I started, we spent over $30,000 just in fixtures and paint and computers. This was before we did anything. It was a police uniform and equipment store. We didn't have any inventory. It still cost us $30,000 just to open the door, not to even make any money, 30 grand. So, I mean, it's expensive to start a business, wouldn't you say? But again, how much does it cost? How do I do the business? That's important. I mean, obviously, if you have no experience, we need to know that. And the big one right there says, how much can I earn? That's always a big question for everybody, right? Now, how much can you earn if you have your job? You can't earn any more than the CEO, right? We all know that. So you have a cap on what you do. If you have a normal traditional job, your manager does not want you to be as good as they are because you're going to start stealing their job. So they're going to try to hold you back just a little bit. They're going to take advantage of everything that we do. And in most cases, people are, as you understand, you know, if you have a job, you're being purchased at wholesale and sold at retail. Your time and efforts are being purchased because if your employer paid you what he earned on what you do, he'd go out of business in no time at all. So now we have an opportunity. Is this me? Okay. All right, thank you. So most people don't understand it. So with our company, there is an investment, just like starting any other type of business. But the investment here is $149 to get your business started. Is that pretty incredible? Now, for some of us, $149 is a lot of money, unless I can explain that you can make that money back, right, in a reasonable period of time. For a lot of people, though, spending $149, I know just taking my wife out to dinner and a movie sometimes cost me $149. A couple years ago, when gas prices were where they were, it cost me that much just to fill up my Expedition. So, I mean, $149 is a fairly big chunk of change. But when we start to think about how many times you spend $149 you can't remember, wouldn't it be better to invest it in a business that could pay you long term? So again, what you get is associate kit, comprehensive training, support from your sponsor team, online access to everything you need, a whole team of people in Oklahoma that will help answer questions, and a benefits plan that will actually help do and improve your business. So some of our benefits include things like deals on computers and office supplies, renting cars, Quicken Loans, Vehicle Advantage is actually pretty cool. They'll help you find the right car for you. Apparel, Men's Warehouse, you get 50% off. If you buy in suits on a regular basis, you walk in the door, you're a Legal Shield member, they take that $400 suit and now becomes a $200 suit. That's pretty valuable, right? And the last one on here is travel, Super Shuttle and CLC. I use this one probably as much or more than anything in here. I travel all over the country all the time. Average cost of a hotel room, Best Western, those type of things, is around $150 a night. With a CLC card, I get about 40 to 50% off of that bill. I mean, it saves me half. In fact, if I didn't do this, it would cost me more not to have it than it does to have it here. Discounts on your cell phones, all sorts of things all come with this whole thing. Now, there's multiple ways to grow your business. Right now, we're at what we call a business briefing right over here. We do these on a regular basis throughout the state here, weekly. Today is a business briefing on a Saturday, but we have associate websites, corporate websites, social media, videos, conference calls, flipbooks, iPads, three-way in-home presentations, and luncheons. So you don't have to be the person standing in front of the room. You take a look at the person sitting next to you who invited you here to this event. How hard are they working? Not at all. That's the key to this business. All you got to do is bring people here, let somebody else come do the presentation, and you take home the profits. Is that a pretty valuable thing? Absolutely. We have a kind of a unique product model, right? Anybody in here had a legal plan before they had Legal Shield? Anybody ever heard of a legal plan before? I did, actually, as a police officer. I had FOP, Fraternal Order of Police. But the only thing it covered is critical incidences on the job. I couldn't call them about my mortgage. I couldn't call them about my cell phone. I couldn't call them about anything. Now, if I shot somebody, they got my back. But that didn't happen very often. It never happened, by the way. But that's the only time I could use that. And it was still costing me about $30 a month. And that only covered me on duty. We cover the whole family. So we're kind of unique in what we provide. We have few competitors. There are a few out there. But nobody does a full suite of products that we do. There's companies that do pieces of what we do. But nobody does all of it. All we've been talking about today is legal plans and identity theft. That's it. That's all I've brought up as far as what we do here. There's also business plans for small business owners. If you have a business in your home, we can cover those type of things. We have specialty plans for law enforcement, for truck drivers, some states it's school teachers, some states foster care. I mean, we have specialty plans because they have their own unique set of laws that apply to them, and so they need special legal plans for that. And then employee benefits. 34,000, we mentioned earlier, 34,000 companies across North America offer this to their employees as a benefit, something that's available to them. So we have a kind of a whole wheel of opportunities here. You just figure out which one fits you best. Now, I talked about working from home, a little home-based business. A lot of times people have a nail salon or hair salon or those type of things in their home. We actually can help cover their business. You run a construction company out of your home. And again, we cover all those things like unlimited phone consultations for your business, documents review, letters and phone calls written on your behalf for your business. This is a big thing for people who own businesses. Collecting money sometimes can be one of the biggest challenges. I know for us, in the last business that we had, we carried oftentimes $50,000 to $90,000 on the books for 90 days at a time, just waiting to get paid. Well, if I'd have had this service, I probably could have got those paid a little bit faster had I had the ability to do so. But at $300 an hour, oftentimes we didn't make those phone calls, right? Specialty matters, and even help with your taxes, IRS Schedule C and Schedule E. We do all this for a small home-based business for as little as $9.95 in addition to your $29.90. So we cover the business at home. Now, we talked about getting paid. If the compensation plan isn't worth your time, it's probably not worth you being here, right? So we get paid anywhere from $38 to $279 on our own personal efforts. Now, we already talked about the plan here. If we add that little home-based business supplement to it, we're talking about $39.85 to cover the whole family and the business. So we're going to base this on this plan. Our plans range anywhere from $15 clear up to about $60. And so we kind of pick the middle of the road, so we kind of give you an idea of what the compensation looks like. On your own personal efforts, you can earn anywhere from $38 to $279. So here's what that looks like. As a brand-new junior associate, you get started with a business today. You help protect a family at $39.85. Oh, there is a catch. Dang, I forgot the catch. I better throw the catch out there in front. There's a $10 enrollment fee. Now, if that's a deal breaker for you. But we understand that. Most things that we do, there is an enrollment fee to get things started. So we collect about $50, $39.85 plus a $10 enrollment fee from the customer. We send that into our corporate office. 24 to 48 hours later, they send you $38. And they put another $38 in escrow. And we want you to fast start qualify, so we'll give you some incentives to collect that other $38. But ultimately, we're going to pay you $70 on this $39.85 plan. And these are rough numbers. Obviously, I can do the math better than that. I just want you to get a picture of what we're doing here. So literally, we pay you almost double what you collect from the company or from the customer, almost within 24 to 48 hours. Now, you do this a handful of times, and they move you up to this level, which is our associate level, which pays $114 on the same $39.85 plan. So basically, you collect $40 from the customer, you send it to the company. The company pays you almost three times what you collected from that customer. Now, what other model have you ever seen where the commission that is paid is three times the amount that's collected? Now, this is a one-year upfront commission, so I need to understand this is as though the customer's kept it for a whole year. And so we pay you in advance. You do that a handful of times. You help a few people get from here to here. They move you up to this time. Now we're almost four times, $153. We have people in this business who are senior associates who are making more at lunch than they are at a full-time day at work. So you probably won't see this ever happen in too many places. So I want to give you an idea. If there's anybody here in the room right now that has gone from here to here as an associate, I want you to stand up just so people can see that this is possible to get done. If you're an associate, please stand up. Awesome. So we have a few folks. Congratulations. How about any senior associates in the room? Senior associates? We got a few more of those. I want y'all to notice there's a trend here. At the next level, we're going to talk about managers. If you're a manager, please stand up. Awesome. We got more and more of those. The next level is a director. This is the top permanent position with the company. In other words, once you get to this level, you stay at this level. You can never go backwards. Well, any of them, you'll never go backwards. At the director level, every time you collect $39.85, the company now sends you $229, 24 to 48 hours later, direct deposit. So if you're a director, please stand up in the room. I want to recognize that. Now, if you were paying attention, when we started this thing, we had fewer people stand up at this level than stand up at that level. That means some people are making some decent income here. It's not by accident. That means all those folks, if they sit down at lunch with somebody, they share what our services are, collect that $39.85, they're making $229 before they go back from lunch. It's tough to go back to a job that's paying you less than you made at lunch, right? We call them the dangerous directors is what we refer to them as, because they walk in a few minutes late like, you know what? I already made more money than you're going to pay me today. The top commit level that we have here on the board is actually earned. It's $279 every time we collect $39.85. So if you're an executive director or ever hit the level of executive director, we want you to stand up so we can recognize you as well. That is awesome. And this is an earned position every month, but again, so we've talked about there are people that make six-figure incomes just in helping families out. Now, we talked a little bit about the fact that the next thing on our list is building a team, team overrides. We're familiar with broker-agent relationship, right? Real estate's the one almost everybody's familiar with. You have a broker and you have an agent. If an agent goes sells a home, who gets paid? The agent, right? Does the broker also get paid? What if the broker's not there? What if the broker never shows up and doesn't even know anything about the deal? Still gets paid. So let me ask you, do you want to be the broker or the agent? Broker. Why do they call them broker? They should be richers, right? And how many agents do you wish to have? All of them. Those people have been here a little while. Of course. Do you need to have all of them to get wealthy here? Not even close. You just need to have a few good people who can help you, and you guys can all drive to the same thing. So here's how this works. If you, let's say we moved you all the way up, we're going to use the middle of the pack here as a manager level. Every time you out and market a membership, you're going to make $191. Now, that brand new person that you help get started in business is looking for an opportunity, loves the services, but also needs to make just a few hundred dollars a month. They get started, they're a brand new junior associate. They go talk to Grandma and Aunt Susie, and both of them say, hey, I need a membership. They're going to get paid $38 and $38, so they're going to make about 70 bucks on that transaction. But because you're a manager and you help them get started, you're now the broker, they're the agent, you're going to make 38 plus 38 plus 38, or a cumulative of $114 every time they are successful. So unlike your job, if you're as successful as your manager, do they ever want that to happen? Have they incentive to teach you to be as good as they are? No. Here in this business, the people with the experience, the people that have been here for a while, the people who know how to do the deal, have huge incentives, as you can see, the accumulative things here, to help the brand new people become successful. Now, let's say Susie, the person that you just brought in, they market a few memberships, help some families out. They move from here to here. You're still at a manager. But their brand new person gets started. The brand new person, we'll call him Fred. Fred gets going. Fred makes 38 plus 38. Susie makes a $38 override. She's the broker, they're the agent. But you're still the manager in this scenario. As a manager, you're going to make 38 plus 38. So now you're making about 76 bucks every time Susie helps her brand new person. Have you incentive now as the manager to go back and help that brand new person? And that's the crazy thing about this. This is the only business model where I've ever seen where the people with the experience, the knowledge, and the expertise have an incentive to go help people and lift them up to their own level, to bring them success, because the only way to be successful in this business, truthfully, is to help other people, whether it's with just the membership or if you're helping a team grow and other people earn an income here, which is pretty awesome. Now, there's some more details with that. The person who brought you can help answer some of those, but here's the biggest reason why I'm here, right here. Retain your members, you anywhere from 1 to 25% of the renewal income. As I talked about, this is all a one-year upfront commission, but on the 13th month, you can earn up to 25% of whatever you earned on the first month. Now, I've been doing this, as I explained, for 9.5 years. If I quit today, from the families that we've been able to help, from my team, the people that I've been working with have been able to help, this company will pay me 4 times my retirement income after 9.5 years. Now, that's pretty cool. Where else can you work 9.5 years and start looking at a 6-figure retirement income? If you don't do anything, that's fully willable to my wife, my children, my grandchildren. My wife and I, we have 17 grandchildren. My grandchildren will earn income from what we did 9 years ago, 20 years from now. I'm hoping that there's a big plaque on the wall that says, Grandpa Udy, he did all this for us. Probably not, but at least there'd be some legacy money, something for the family. And this is why I'm here. The biggest reason why I'm here is because I want to leave something for my children that I didn't necessarily have. And I've never seen anything that provides that opportunity better than this one. If you know something that provides a better opportunity with the longevity and the credibility that this company has, let me know. I'd be curious to see what it is, because I've never found anything. And in 50-something years now, I've never found anything that even come close to what this company offers. So the great part, I didn't tell you this, we get paid every day. 24 to 48 hours later, direct deposit in your account. Those of us who have been here for a while, we don't like weekends because we don't get paid on Saturday or Sunday. My wife says that they're S days for shopping. Those are the get paid all week. The S days are for shopping. And again, so we've paid over $1 billion. That's 100 in the last decade. That's $100 million a year, which is roughly $400,000 a day. Now somebody's getting paid $400,000 a day. Well, look, collectively, we're getting paid $400,000 a day. It said $1 billion in the last 10 years. How many companies do you know that have ever hit $1 billion, let alone paid that out to their people? And that's the great part about what we have here. The Fast Start Qualifying, when I talked about moving from junior associate to associate, takes about 5 memberships or 3 people who decide they want the services, or 1 person joins your team. And there's one other way, if a couple people want to join your team and get a membership, you can also move up Fast Start Qualifying. And we're going to talk about Performance Club. It's actually kind of a really unique club, and there's people who are very successful and do well with this. But to get Fast Start Qualified, that's what we want you to do your first month. Get 5. So we move you from that junior associate to the associate level. That means from that point forward, the minimum you'll make on a $39.85 plan is $114. which is pretty simple to do. I know people that have done this in hours. I mean, not days, but hours. We want to do it in 30 days. On the fourth month of being in Performance Club, now you get a point. It's based on a point system. You get a point for everybody who decides they want to protect their family. You get 2 points for everybody who would like to join your business or get started in this opportunity. So basically 2 people get you into Performance Club, or 5 people as individual families. On the fourth month, we give you special recognition. On the eighth month, they give you a $150 bonus. Now, how much did it cost to get your business started? If you stay consistent and persistent, they will give you your investment back after 8 months. Now, my last business I kind of mentioned had cost $30,000 just to open the doors. We did it for almost 8 years. I would have loved somebody to cut me a $30,000 check on the eighth month to cover my costs. This company will actually help you start your business by just being persistent and consistent. On the 12th month, we start giving you a $300 bonus. We used to call it a car bonus forever. You can use it for whatever you want. The crazy part is they used to send them to us in the mail. We'd get them about the 15th. Those of you remember, on the 15th, they would show up in the mail. If I got to the mailbox first, we made the car payment. If my wife got to it first, we bought shoes. I'm not sure how that worked. She says it's both transportation. But $300 is not enough, right? If you decide to join our BMW program, we're just going to take that $300, and if you buy a qualifying BMW, we're going to jump that up to $500. Now, you don't have to buy a $500 BMW. I know there's a few people in here that have got their BMW, older model. It has to be 2001 or newer, and their car payment's about half that $500, and yet the company still sends them $500 a month, irregardless. I've been collecting this car bonus now for 7 years. It's really great because now it happens electronically, so on the 7th of every month, electronically, there's just an extra $500 they just threw in my bank account. They didn't take anything away from all the work I've done. They just gave me an extra. An extra $500 a month works out to an extra $6,000 a year. Could that change people's zip codes for that matter? I mean, it's only $500, but it's a free $500 if you do stay persistent and consistent. They also send us on some great vacations all over the world. We've been to Punta Cana, Cancun, Jamaica, Hawaii. This year we're going to a 5-star resort, one of the top 25 resort locations in the world down in Southern California, for an all-expense-paid trip. Now, I joke about this because they say it's an all-expense-paid trip. On this one in particular, when we get there, they're going to put an extra $500 on our room for food and drinks and those type of things. But it's not all expenses paid. You see, last year when we went to Jamaica, I had to drive to the airport. I put my car in long-term parking. It cost me $40 to park my car for my trip. So they didn't cover everything. But the truth is, how many people want to go to Jamaica for 5 days for $40, right? The company does all this for you. And it's not just a handful of people. It's 400 couples or significant others or however that works. 400 people. So it's not just the top 10 people. 400 people have the opportunity to do this just by getting it. Platinum World, when you get to the top level, they have some extra perks that don't come to the rest of us. And that's what most of us are running for. This year, they're going to Rome. I don't know they've announced next year yet. I haven't heard. But it's all exotic. I know they talked about their trip to London and all the thing, and that to where you can do that. And these people have incentive to help you. There's somebody who brought the person in, who brought you in, who did all this. These people have a lot of incentive to help you be successful in all of these things. And these are the people who have done the deal. These are people that are mentor and coach you to get back to where they're at. Again, unique in this company, we want to see you grow to that same level as fast as we can. Market penetration. In 2000, we had less than 2%. Now, you can see by this, the white ones have less than 1%, 1 to 2%, and 2 to 4%. Now, Oklahoma, I understand, because that's where our corporate offices are, that's where we started. So we had 2% in 2000. Colorado, I'm not quite sure I understand. But in Nevada, well, we all know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? Sometimes it takes a good attorney to make sure that happens. So that one I understand. But then, in 2010, as you can see, the numbers kind of increased. See, in 2000, they were down. Up in 2010, we've added a few more yellow states. We're getting up to 2% across the board. The company has a vision. Now, this is 2% of the market has been touched by this. We know that 90% of people have never even heard of anything like this. Our CEO has a vision. This is what we expect to do in 2020. Now, a few slides ago, I talked about the fact that we paid out over $1 billion at 2%. Can you imagine what it's going to look like at 4%, 5%, and the numbers keep growing? Historically, we know HMOs took seven years to go from 0 to 2%. Now, can you imagine being that guy, first guy out there selling health insurance, talking to the farmer, knocking on the door, saying, hey, listen, I know you've never talked to a doctor before, you don't even think you need one, but we'd like you to pay us in advance for getting injured tomorrow. Can you imagine trying to sell that idea? But once it caught on, about 2% of people happened, within 7 years, we hit 52% of America. Some of the wealthiest people in the world are the people who do that. Some of the biggest insurances in the world are doing that. To us, according to USA Today, it sounds like healthcare, before it turned into a trillion-dollar industry, and it hit 2%, and they went to 57%. Today, it's probably the first question you ask if you get a job. What are the benefits? What are the advantages to me? Obviously, it happened with life insurance. It happened with auto insurance, health insurance. The next big wave, legal insurance, identity theft protection. Is any of those things going to go away anytime soon? No, it's only going to grow. We have the opportunity. Why are people joining us today? Because they believe in our product, obviously. They desire more income. They want time freedom. They desire for personal growth, and I think that's probably most of us. And they enjoy the people that we have here. We've become kind of a family. We're friends. We're not just business associates. We talk about lives. We help each other out, which is kind of unique in this industry. So I know there's been a few people. I've kind of shared my story a little bit. There's been a few people that have been asked to come up and share what their experiences are here with Legal Shield. If we could get a little music while they come up to the front, we'll give them a hand as they come forward so they can share what they've had.
Hello, everybody. My name is Keith Wan. Before Legal Shield, I was a sign language interpreter for 20 years, and I thought I was an independent contractor, but I worked for 5 different agencies for 12 hours a day, and they still told me where to go and how long to stay there. 3 years ago, when I became a Legal Shield associate, within 6 months, my wife and I were able to stay at home, be a stay-at-home parents, and raise our children. We are working part-time, earning full-time money. Thank you.
My name is Kate Burns, and 5.5 years ago, I was introduced to Legal Shield, and at the time, I had a full-time job, and I was also going to school full-time, so I really thought that I had no time for another project, but I also knew that I needed to find a way for additional income, and so I got started on a very part-time basis. I used to work with Legal Shield about an hour or two a day, and doing that, this company paid me an extra $9,700 around my full-time job, so that really caught my attention, just my first 3 months working with the business, and now it's been well over 4.5 years that I've been a full-time stay-at-home mom, just continuing to enjoy all the perks that come along with the business, the friendships, the trips, the cars, the shoes. It's a great company.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background's corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm code, the keys, the expense account, the car. I had arrived. I was also broke at a higher level, and they owned me. About 16 years ago, matter of fact, this month, this information was shared with me. It's given my wife and I the chance to do what we want, when we want, with who we want. The thing I love the most is the time freedom, because my grandkids actually like me better than their own parents.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my children. And when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. So I did. I got a part-time job, and it was really fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. And it was around that time that I saw this information. I saw an incredible vehicle to help my husband and me dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. And you know what? Working the business that first month, on average, maybe 1 to 2 hours a day, made about $1,000. Now that is way better than a part-time job.
My name is Lucas, and my wife and I found this company about 6.5 years ago. At the time, I was only 20 years old. I don't have a high school diploma, but I was super ambitious, looking for something. Absolutely fell in love with this service, so we got started part-time just to earn some extra cash. But that first year, nights and weekends around our schedule, it paid us about $24,000, which was more than I was making cleaning out outhouses for a living as a young man. So we transitioned, went full-time. We've never looked back. We've been able to raise our children from home. My wife hasn't had to work a job in 5.5 years. I don't know how you put a dollar value on that. But they also pay for our cars. They've sent us all across the country, and we get to hang out with millionaires for a living. So we love this company.
Hi, I'm Leslie Udy. Previous to this, I owned a police uniform and equipment store. I had my own business. I thought that was going to be the American dream. Unfortunately, it ended up being the American nightmare. I was at that store for 12 to 14 hours a day, 6 days a week. My family was being raised by no one, and I didn't like it very much. Well, after beginning with this company, I was able to sell my store. I now make more money than I did there, and I love what I do.
Hi, my name's Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company about 7 years ago. My intention was just to make a little extra money for my car payment on the side. My father had the membership for 14 years, loved it, so I thought I'd give it a try. And 4 months in, it was paying me more doing this part-time than my full-time job. 6 months in, I was able to walk away from that full-time job. My first year, Legal Shield paid me $68,000 just bringing people to see the information, never had to really do the presentations, and I absolutely loved that model. And you know, now, as a stay-at-home father, 7 years later, I've just absolutely loved the time freedom that comes with it.
Hi, my name is Chris Hughes. I've been with Legal Shield for 15 years, and when I started, I was 27 years old. I was a college dropout. I was behind on all my bills and obligations and hiding my car from the bank and wondering what I was going to do with the rest of my life. And Legal Shield fell in my lap in August of 99. I got started, made a few hundred dollars my first few months. By the end of the year, I did about $21,000 that first year part-time, which was more money than I'd ever made in a single year. Next year, the income doubled to over $43,000. The next year, we went over $144,000 in income. It's turned into a multiple six-figure-a-year income since then. And we really appreciate the money, but more than the money, we appreciate what the money can do. My wife's a stay-at-home mom, has been since the day we got married. We've got 4 kids. We've been able to travel around the world, take our family with us on trips. We've got them in great private schools. We're able to do the things that we really, really want to do, and that's what Legal Shield has done for us. So let's turn it back over to Mr. Mark Udy to close us up.
You know, I think that's probably my favorite part of the whole thing, because it doesn't matter what your background is. You don't have to be an expert. In fact, the only thing that, in order to be successful, my first year, or probably 6-8 months in the business, all I did is show up and bring people with me. I mean, that's it. You didn't have to know anything. And we've heard from different people with different backgrounds, and they've all been successful. There's no cookie cutter, hey, you got to have this or you got to know that. I mean, we got college dropouts that make multiple six figures. We got people who didn't graduate from high school that make an incredible income. And yet we have people who have degrees who are making incredible incomes. So there's no cookie cutter. Everybody has the same opportunity here, and you don't have to be an expert in anything. All you got to do is plug into the system that we have in place. Follow the system, and it will never fail you. I've never seen anybody who joined our company, joined our opportunity, who didn't follow the system that wasn't successful. Did I say that right? That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. So it's really that simple. So there's some action steps. Obviously, if you're in the right place at the right time, taking the right steps is important. If I brought you all this information, I didn't tell you what you need to do, that would be bad on my part. So here's the action. Become a member. Get your application filled out today. Make sure that you protect your family. Now, I don't know everybody's family in here, but I can promise you, from a law enforcement perspective, your family is worth a dollar a day. I mean, turn off the cable TV if you need to. Whatever you got to do, your family is worth a dollar a day for the peace of mind and protection that we actually provide. Think about it this way. If you didn't have our plan and you backed out of your parking stall and you hit me, a cop with a legal plan, that's not going to go well for you. So again, make sure your family's protected. Become an associate. Actually, get your questions answered here from the people who know what it is. Get your family protected and get your questions from the people who know. Get trained. We're going to have a little bit of training right after we're done with this. Every Tuesday night, we have a training here in this marketplace. We're going to teach you A to Z, everything that you need to know to grow your business. In other words, you don't have to go reinvent the wheel. We have people that will teach you from top leaders here in the state. Earn a commission. We want you to get paid and promoted as fast as possible. We say we always put in here, get it within your first 30 days. I'm going to tell you, get it in your first 3 days. There's nothing more believable, because we hear the stories, but if you help protect one family and they deposit money in your bank account 24 to 48 hours later, you realize this is real. If you wait till the 30 days, It becomes questionable. So get paid and promoted as quickly as possible. And then build your team. Use the tools that we have in place. So I'm going to make this real easy. For those of you who are guests today, turn to the person who invited you and tell them you're an A, B, or C. Now, C says, see you later. Not for me. Again, get your membership in place. Make sure you protect your family. A B says, you know what? The membership makes sense. I need to get that. But I have some questions about that compensation plan. How in the heck can they pay that kind of money? It's Oklahoma math, by the way. It works every time. It has for me at least 9.5 years now. Find out. Make sure you get those questions answered to you. And A says, absolutely. This made sense. And for me, when I first started this, that's what I saw. I actually sat on the second row up here, and I saw it. And I said, you know what? This makes sense. People need what we have. I need to protect my family, and I'm looking for an opportunity to do something more. So if you're an A, be sure to come up and say hi and shake my hand. I'd like to meet you and welcome you to our Legal Field family. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way.